Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Revolution NMR LLC reminds listeners to honor our military members. Without their courage, we would be unable to enjoy the freedoms granted to us in the Constitution. Let's salute those who have given their lives in the line of duty, as well as those who serve today. Show your appreciation by sending a care package to our troops. Contact your local veterans organization for more information. This reminder has been from Revolution NMR LLC in Fort Collins, creator of scientific instruments.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning will be Michael Shaw. We're going to be talking about the master plan for the 21st century. It's called Agenda 21. You're not going to read about it in your newspaper. You're not going to hear about it on television because they're all controlled. But Agenda 21 is the master plan for the wretching transformation of society that's taking place. Now, if you doubt this, fortunately, you do have the Internet. You can check out everything I say. And you go up and you type in Agenda 21, you'll find out it's being implemented all throughout the world, and it is part of this whole idea of creating a sustainable society. Sustainable development is one of their key phrases. But, of course, it involves all sorts of dramatic changes in every aspect of our lives, and, of course, a marked reduction in the population of the world, which is going on today, as we are being systematically poisoned by our water and our air and our food. They know exactly what they're doing. They're coordinated. And yet the average person has never heard of Agenda 21, the master plan for the world. Well, Michael Shaw, our guest, is certainly, I believe, the world's leading expert, and certainly has been working at this for many years, trying to let people understand what's going on. Michael, you pick up the story.
Well, it's a pleasure to be with you again, Dr. Stan, and certainly that is the case, the effort that I and an increasing number of Americans have undertaken is spreading the information about Agenda 21 so that action plans to respond to Agenda 21 can be developed in your hometown. See, Agenda 21 or sustainable development. They are really synonymous terms. To implement an agenda would cause people some awareness. But to put a clever marketing title over the Agenda 21, like sustainability or sustainable development, is the way that the globalists think they can sell this program. So you need to be wary in your town when you hear the term sustainable development, because it is not operating at the global level as it has for the last number of decades with the formation of the World Bank and the World Trade Association and the loss of sovereignty in this country over things like trade policy. Now the Agenda 21 program is a global to local program, and now it is when the average American citizen can stand up and take some action in your community to stop the implementation where it counts the most, and that is in your neighborhood, in your town, and in your county. So, the word today is one of optimism. There is something we can do. There was nothing we can do when the World Trade Organization was established, but there's something we can do when sustainable policy comes into your town. And, of course, sustainability policy has swept every county in the country. But there are some places that are hot spots that are hotter for Agenda 21 than other places, and we're going to talk about some of that today because Colorado certainly is a hot spot. there probably is no hotter spot than the San Francisco Bay Area for the ultimate implementation of the Agenda 21 protocol. But let's step back a little bit. What is Agenda 21, just briefly, for those who aren't familiar with it? And, of course, to really understand Agenda 21 takes more than a five-minute summary or an hour study, because, you know, this is the war designed upon Americans that Nikita Khrushchev told us about. He said, "We'll bury you, America, without firing a shot." Came to Disneyland in 1959 and uttered those words and said the same words when he pounded his shoe on the table at the United Nations in 1959. Well, I thought he was a crazy old man, but what he was really doing was forecasting the Agenda 21 protocol, which is supported not just by Washington, D.C., but by Moscow and Beijing and every capital city in the world, because Agenda 21 truly is the roadmap the New World Order. So let's take a little bit of a look at what the local action plan, the global to local action plan of Agenda 21 or sustainable development is. First, it's a collectivist social and legal policy. What does a collectivist social and legal policy mean? Well, it means the implementation of a society that runs on communist or fascist rules. You know, Agenda 21 is not pure old-fashioned communism, certainly. And that's because of the second element of Agenda 21, which is the economics behind Agenda 21. And there we see a term that's used all across America today. That term is public-private partnership. Well, what is public-private partnership? Well, in short, it's just a new term for what Hitler called economic fascism. And what Mussolini called corporatism. It's where government and its favorite business guys work together to create the society that the globalists want to implement. So how does that happen? Well, it happens primarily through multinational corporations and contracts and arrangements, agreements, partnerships between businesses, whether it be national or international or local, and your local government. For instance, in any city in America today, if you want to do development, you better be a sustainable developer, or you simply can't get building permits. And if you're a sustainable developer, you're going to take government money to build the government housing, the stack and pack housing that we're seeing across the country in every county, whether it be metropolitan or rural. And when I say stack and pack housing, what do I mean? I mean putting people into buildings where you live on the top and you work on the bottom, designed in a way such that you don't need cars. You see, cars are a particular attack of the Agenda 21 protocol, because if they can take us out of cars, they take away our freedom of movement. They want to put us on light rails and speed trains and buses. And, of course, their favorite is walkable communities, where maybe you've got a bicycle path for your transportation mode, but otherwise you just walk. You say, "Well, that sounds crazy." And I say, "Well, go down to your downtown and ask if they got money set aside for bike trails and walking trails. Find out if they're requiring the development standard to be one of so-called smart growth. And begin to evaluate how it is that the traditional standards of American life have been shifted entirely." And the third element of Agenda 21, the one that supposedly justifies all the rest, is the environment. But by environment, sustainable development doesn't mean, you know, keeping our air and water clean. In fact, quite the obvious opposite is happening.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment with Michael Shaw here, American Freedom Network.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at the Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of the Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, Dr. Stan here, our guest this morning, Michael Shaw, from Freedom Advocates. That's from freedomadvocates.org, if you want to get to their website. But you'll find the information there. You need to understand this subversive movement. This is a subversive movement. It permeates every aspect of our society. It's funded by the most wealthy people in our nation. And their goal, their stated goal, the wretching transformation of America. And believe me, it's coming, ladies and gentlemen, little bit by little bit by little bit. They know exactly what they're doing. They have powerful advocates. People like Al Gore is certainly one of them, that comes financed by the Rockefeller Foundation and the various large foundations, these people who want to control our lives from the cradle to the grave. Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, let's mix these elements that I've talked about, which are equity, economy, and environment, and shake them up and take a very quick look at what we get as a result. First, resources become centralized. Now, to understand what I mean when I say resources become centralized, one needs to understand Agenda 21's Wildlands Project. The Wildlands Project hits the state of Colorado particularly hard, and the state of California for that matter. The Wildlands Project takes 50% of the land mass across the United States and puts it into areas where people aren't allowed and where all resources are prohibited from extraction. So when this plan is fully implemented, and it's a long ways there already, we can look at a national map, and we find out that 30% of the landscape of America is already owned by the federal government, who has no authority to own any land outside of Washington, D.C., other than for military forts and the like. Well, you know, that 50% mark is being made up by taking claim to privately held land and prohibiting people in these rural areas from accessing their resources. That's why we can't tap our own oil and gas. That's why, mineral companies can't mine for the minerals under their ground. And increasingly, we find that places like Yosemite, they're trying to cut automobile access into the Yosemite Valley off. You got to come in on buses if you're going to see the Yosemite Falls coming here in the future. So what we see across the country from all kinds of perspectives, whether it's the spotted owl out in Oregon and here on the West Coast, or wolf introduction throughout much of the West, we see the environment being used to solidify the implementation of this wildlands project. And you say, well, what's so bad about saving all these wonderful natural areas? And I say, well, when you do that at the expense of private property, it was George Washington who said private property and freedom are inseparable. when you do it by denying the existence of private property, and that's what Agenda 21 does, its effort is to abolish private property, and when you tie up the resources, everything we have in our cities comes from the rural areas, and when you tie those resources down, what you're going to find is shortage. We're already experiencing shortages of water, shortages of power, but we're going to be increasingly seeing shortages of food and shortages of the resources we need to run our lives. The Wildlands Project is the program that begins the implementation, the serious implementation of the population reductions that are called for in Agenda 21. And those population reductions say that if the world is to remain industrialized, the population must be reduced to 1 billion people. Today, there are 7 billion people in the world. We can see they've got a long ways to go on their population reduction plans. But don't be wary. They're going to try to do that. And as long as we elect the Democrats and the Republicans that are being elected today to national and state office, we're going to have this program continue to be implemented. Certainly, Governor Hickenlooper in Colorado is a massive supporter of the Agenda 21 protocol, as is Governor Jerry Brown here in California. So once again, we can see that the Wildlands Project in these two places and in every state across the Union is advancing with some real speed. Now, the other fallout from the Agenda 21 implementation is involved with, you know, what do you do with the people? And the answer to that is that people are to be placed in stack and pack smart growth communities. You know, here in California, the Bay Area has adopted a program or is adopting a program called One Bay Area, where 101 cities, 9 counties, 7.5 million people are being subjected to the One Bay Area plan, which calls for the creation of 650,000 residential units over the next 20 years, virtually all of which are demanded under the law, the emerging law, to be stack and pack. No single family homes to be built in the San Francisco Bay Area. You say, well, gee, you need to live in one of the towns that simply won't go along. Well, if you're in a town in the Bay Area that won't go along with this program, you lose all federal funding. There's over $250 billion in tax monies dedicated to these initial stages of the implementation of the One Bay Area program. Now, this is coming to California through the federal fourth tier of government that most citizens don't know about. We don't learn about them in the eighth grade. And it's called the COG system, the Council of Governments. Every square inch in America is covered by COG, by a COG. In the Denver area, it's called Dr. COG, or Denver's COG. It covers about 5 or 6 counties, and it brings the federal funds into your community for purposes of implementing Agenda 21. People need to understand that Agenda 21, which was adopted by George Bush the Senior in 1992 and endorsed by every president, Democrat or Republican since, has swarmed local communities through the application of federal funds, which come out to your community through the COG. In the San Francisco Bay Area, the One Bay Area program is brought to this region by the local COG called ABAG, the Association of Bay Area Governments. And they're the ones holding this $250 billion in tax monies to remake the Bay Area. And that remake is severe indeed. The major artery from San Francisco to San Jose, the El Camino Real, is to be off limits to private automobiles. And the whole corridor is to be rebuilt with stack and pack housing where people walk to their high-tech jobs. The world is being transformed. It's being transformed under our nose at our cost. And the net result will be the abolition of private property, the education of children for global citizenship, and the monitoring and controlling of all human action through the use of modern technology. It's a matter that all citizens need to become aware of and begin to take some action to fight. And Stan, I'd like to spend some of the rest of the show here talking about those fights and what it is that listeners can do to become involved themselves.
Well, you go right ahead, Michael, because I think it's vitally important. People understand this is not imaginary. This is not simply some way-out concept. There are literally trillions of dollars, and they're being invested in the stretching transformation of America. Why are our values changing? Why are we fighting wars all across the world when we're for freedom, when we're losing our freedom here at home? Why is the power of the local bureaucracy expanding? Why doesn't it matter whether we have the Republicans, the Democrats, and the White House? These same policies continue, irrespective of which political party is elected. And if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Michael, don't be hesitant to call 1-877-259-7527. Give us a call, but go ahead, Michael.
Well, let's talk about an organization that...
7529-7529. Go right ahead.
Okay. There's an organization that operates throughout the country and throughout the world that is key to localizing the Agenda 21 program. In fact, this organization wrote the guidebook, Local Agenda 21, back in the early 90s, you know, right after Agenda 21 was announced at the Earth Summit by the United Nations in 1992. A proposal that was endorsed by 178 heads of state, including George Bush, who brought it home and infused every federal agency with its Agenda 21 protocol. And so that's why we see the Department of Education pitching this to our children in schools. That's why we see the Department of Interior shackling rural landowners so that the Wildlands Project can be implemented. It goes down the line with all federal agencies. And after 20 years of their implementation, you cannot now not find a state government that is not fully imbued into the Agenda 21 protocol. And that means every county and every city has got its sustainability programs operating and in place. So, but this organization is key in the defense of liberty and freedom, because if we're going to win this battle, we've got to out the organization called ICLEI. ICLEI is the International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives. They wrote the local Agenda 21 Action Plan Guide, a thick book that is being implemented in communities everywhere. Now, in Colorado, ICLEI has a contract with 35 cities. Individually, meaning that the ICLEI policies are being imbued in these towns, and it's virtually, you know, every major town on the Colorado Plains, including Denver, and Colorado Springs, and Fort Collins. Once your city leaders have contracted with ICLEI, I guarantee you that all the operations of your city are in the pursuit of sustainability objectives. Now, ICLEI is an organization based in Bonn, Germany. You know, it's a master coordinator with the United Nations for the implementations of Agenda 21 worldwide. And as long as your city is connected in any way to the ICLEI organization, the prospects for your future are doomed indeed. So what do we need to do? Well, we need to understand Agenda 21. We need to understand ICLEI's role. And then we've got the information necessary to begin to counterpunch. And by counterpunching, I mean doing what it is that Stacy Lynn in Colorado began doing very effectively a couple of years ago, and that is bringing awareness to local citizens of the treasonous nature of city involvement with the ICLEI organization. I don't use that word, that term lightly, Dr. Stan. When I say treasonous, I mean precisely and explicitly it is treason for a local government to commit or collaborate with a foreign political power. Article 1, Section 10 of the United States Constitution prohibits states or their jurisdictions, cities, counties, etc., from doing precisely that.
And I think people have to understand this is a subversive movement. It permeates every aspect of our society. It is controlled by the same people who control the media, which is why you never hear about it. Fortunately, you can check it out on the Internet, and you'll find it's true. There's a lot of disinformation on the Internet, but there's truth there. Our number is 877-254-7524. If you want to call in after the break, 877-254-7524. But you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, this massive subversive organization, massive subversive movement, permeates every aspect of your society. And when you wonder why your governor is doing what he's doing and wants to take away your guns, if you wonder why your legislators vote the way they do, why they're all part and parcel of the subversive movement bringing about the wrenching transformation. Eric, we'll be right back with Michael Shaw.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the Internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to GreatPlainsSolar.com. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds listeners the effects of child abuse are devastating. For those who survive, the pain inflicted upon them as children will often influence their entire lives. If you or someone you know needs help, contact your local authorities immediately. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 970-482-6783. Restore Health and Counseling encourages parents to add to your children's education with proper information about drug use, drug abuse, and addiction. Informed and understanding parental involvement does make a difference. Remember, if you're not talking to your kids about drugs and alcohol, who is? That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescent to adult and for private as well as professional drug and alcohol screening, treatment, and rehabilitation. Visit www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Michael Shaw. Michael, before we go on, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, how they can contact Freedom Advocates?
Well, it's simple enough. It's freedomadvocates.org. We're an organization that's, founded here in Santa Cruz County in the year 2000. And today we get inputs from all over the country and, you know, contributors from all over the country and really all over the world on the subject of Agenda 21. We've got a deep, rich library of information that helps you understand the nature of Agenda 21, where it came from, and what it is that you can begin doing in order to reverse the trend in America and restore liberty to this country. And, you know, it's, you know, we put our heart and soul into creating this for a long while now, and fortunately it's being found by people all over, and their actions are being shaped accordingly, and I think that's good news. I mean, if people in Colorado, for instance, are able to alert the citizenry of this ICLEI organization and cause any one of these 35 towns to withdraw from ICLEI and to consequence the actions of your city leaders in bringing ICLEI to town in the first place, then real progress will have been made, and the bandwagon will pick up, and we'll have a fighting chance for ourselves and our children and our posterity to enjoy the fruits of freedom as our ancestors have. And without doing this, we're all doomed. And, you know, I just would recommend that a good place to start in your study is freedomadvocates.org.
Amen to that. You will not find any better source of information on this massive subversive movement. And the fact that your newspapers won't write about it, that your television stations and your radio won't tell you about it, simply is a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think and believe. And behind this, in my estimation, are powerful spiritual forces intent upon destroying what was once the land of the free and the home of the brave. Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, let's presume that it's still the home of the brave. We just need to become also the home of the informed and intelligent. And I've got to say that the increase in awareness over the last several years has truly been phenomenal. And I think we can expect another surge of understanding as the next economic doldrum hits this country. And I don't think there's much question but that that is going to happen and that awareness is going to further grow. And my hope is that the awareness grows at a rate that kind of keeps the bad dog on its heels. And until we can grow our forces to be large enough that at the local level we rid every city, town, and hamlet in America of the Agenda 21 protocol. You know, we're not going to be saved by Washington, D.C. We are being buried by the traitors in Washington, D.C., and largely at the state houses as well. But at the local level, we can make our mayors and our city council people and the planning officials in our city government responsible for their actions. And, you know, this is why I like to remind people that there are legal courses that can be taken in this regard. Every state has what's called a misprision of treason statute. Misprision of treason is when a senior government official is made aware that treason is happening under their watch, and they do nothing about it. Now, treason charges don't have a statute of limitations. So when you bring to your city council or your county supervisor's attention that their involvement with ICLEI and their implementation of Agenda 21, and they laugh you off and dismiss your claim, and your district attorney does nothing about the claim, well, that's fine. But as citizen awareness continues to grow, and we move ourselves out a few years and, you know, progress has been made in restoring the American ideal, people begin to then say, who put us in this deep hole? And then you pull out these dusty misprision of treason notices that are delivered on the public record to your city council or to your county board of supervisors, and then you begin to see who ignored the warning and who let the treason within our governmental offices continue. And these people then will face district attorneys and sheriffs who will arrest them. And by causing them to know today that you know what they're up to, you know what they're doing, and that their day will come for consequences, you just might wake up the conscience of a few elected officials or you may cause a few of them to become intimidated from continuing down this globalist path. So the tools and the mechanisms for filing a misprision of treason are available at freedomadvocates.org. Study our misprision primer and our ICLEI primer, and you'll have the information you need to begin to make that kind of effort. And I think awareness of ICLEI in Colorado is as high as anywhere in the country. And, you know, that's due to the actions of one person.
The listening audience is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And our guest, Michael Shaw from freedomadvocates.org. And this is certainly the central organization where you can get information on this massive subversive movement which permeates every aspect of our society and funded by some of the most wealthy people in America who have a different dream for America. And that is, of course, we will be a totally controlled society where every aspect of our lives will be controlled from the cradle to the grave. Our children will be programmed to become global citizens rather than American citizens. And the concept of America with limitation of the power of government so men would be free will simply become a remembrance of things past, as every aspect of our society and our lives will be regulated by the bureaucracy who are there simply carrying out their directives, which are the very essence of your local government today. Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, let's talk a little bit about COGS. I mentioned them earlier. I mentioned them in the context of Dr. COG, which is the Denver area COG, and ABAG, which is the San Francisco Bay Area COG. Well, what is a COG? I mean, people who went to school, everybody in eighth grade, taking their government or civics classes, nobody ever heard about COGS. Well, COGS are what really run the American government. COGS were first established by President Eisenhower. They came to California under Governor Reagan. And what a COG is a collection of region-wide associations of local governments. So these regional bodies, which are typically arranged to serve an area of several counties, exist under federal law and federal direction to address issues such as regional and municipal planning, economic and community development, cartography and GIS, hazard mitigation and emergency planning, aging services, water use, pollution control, transit administration, and transportation planning.
Hold that thought. We do have a caller. Who's calling in?
Yes.
Well, you hang on. We'll get you as soon as we get back here from the break.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742. Or visit us on the web at squareconstruction.com.
Rocky Mountain Shooters Supply in Fort Collins is proud of our military. We thank you and your families for the sacrifice you've made. We pray for your safety in war and your safe return. May God bless America. This message from Rocky Mountain Shooters Supply, 3507 East Mulberry Street in Fort Collins, the full-line gun store and indoor shooting range, the largest gun safe dealer in Colorado. For information, call 472-5600. That's 472-5600 or visit rmss.com.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Well, Dr. Stan here, our morning is Michael Straw. And the reason that you're not hearing about it is because the media is controlled. This is not necessary. And we do have a caller. Who's the caller?
Yes, this is Irving from Denver. I had a question about some of the agents from Acorn when that agency was dissolved. Was some of those agents absorbed by Urban Reinvestment, and is Urban Reinvestment under this Hickley umbrella?
Well, I don't have much or any real information on Acorn, but in terms of your other question, could you state that again, please?
The Urban Reinvestment Group. Are they under the umbrella, that change agent group, are they under the umbrella of Hickley, or this group from Bonn, Germany?
Well, the Hickley group is focused on governmental apparatus, and they work with groups, particularly groups that are focused on urban redevelopment in the smart growth context, the stack and pack building units, the walkable neighborhoods, and all the things that are designed to contribute to the Agenda 21 protocol. Generally, you find out about specific agencies if they're really deeply in bed with the Agenda 21 program and a coordinator with ICLEI. You simply have to see their status as an NGO. NGOs, so-called non-governmental organizations, are organizations that have been accredited by the United Nations for purposes of implementing Agenda 21. So the urban redevelopment agencies typically are NGOs, but there's about 10,000 NGOs operating in America today. It includes organizations like the Chamber of Commerce and the Farm.
Yeah, I think that urban renewal is now urban reinvestment, they call it. And
well, I think that's right, and the reinvestment is for the implementation of smart growth patterns. And,
right.
These organizations know exactly what they're doing as they implement the sustainable development policies of Agenda 21.
Okay, I hope that answers your question.
Is there an email to get a hold of you and send you information I may have?
Well, you can go to our website, and that'll give you contact information. And
that's freedomadvocates.org. That's freedomadvocates.org.
Will do. Will do. Thank you, gentlemen, for that.
Okay, thanks much for calling. Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, you know, in terms of discussing these COG organizations, people need to understand that this fourth tier of government, with all the powers I listed earlier, is really the key to Sovietizing America. And when I say Sovietizing, I mean marching to a tune where there is a central directive, a directive from on top, that is infused into little committees or organizations and action groups for its implementation. So that's how the Soviet Union ran. The orders came on top, and these Soviet councils would do the implementation. These NGOs are Soviet-style councils, and the COG is the formal governmental apparatus that is designed to further the efforts of these little Sovietized councils that are in existence for purposes of implementing Agenda 21. This is a very deep and well-established organizational framework within the United States, and we can't begin to battle it until we understand what it is. And at the core of understanding that is to recognize the COG operating in your locale and just what it is it's doing. And again, the pattern of COGS is being set by the San Francisco Bay Area COG, where all development for 20 years has to be stack and pack, where single-family neighborhoods are going to be left in the dust. You know, it's a lot easier to control people if they're in a high-rise building than if they're spread out over the countryside.
That way you can watch them more efficiently, you can regulate them more efficiently, you can direct their activities. They want to control every aspect of our lives, and you're increasingly seeing this. This is why they have their cameras every place. This is why they are listening to all of your telephone conversations under something called Echelon, E-C-H-E-L-O-N. E-C-H-E-L-O-N, look it up on the Internet. That's why they have their fusion centers, FBI fusion centers, all across America, where they can, of course, correlate all of the information they've collected on you, correlate your dossiers. You do have a dossier, ladies and gentlemen. You just don't know it. Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, and the COGS are there to create this new system of government, which is based on a globalist concept called regionalism. And what regionalism is that it strikes down political boundaries and and moves in a generic way in accordance with a predetermined plan coming from the central authority. And it deludes and denudes local capacity to run your town. So when the COG comes in with federal instructions that are in conformance with the globalist plan of Agenda 21, also known as sustainable development, that's when you find yourself in a deep hole. The only way out of that hole is to understand the nature of a COG and what it's doing. And again, in the San Francisco Bay Area, the COG is now calling for no single-family homes, and it's calling for over $250 billion of tax monies to be spent over these next years in the implementation of this stack-and-pack public transportation system that's designed to get people out of the rural areas into these high rises and on their feet, meaning you don't have a car. You walk to your work or you take light rail to your work. And in the San Francisco Bay Area, they've created these development zones that go all around the bay, and this is where all the housing and all the industry and all the business is to take place. It is to place all the people in a very small area where, as you pointed out, they can be watched and controlled, monitored all the time. But even worse than that, you put all the people dependent upon a food system in an interior of a city, while at the same time you're moving people off the rural lands and you're prohibiting the use of those rural lands, and you get to a point where there simply isn't enough food.
We're out of time. God bless. Thanks very much, Michael. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Hope Pool and Physical Therapy in Greeley would like to take this time to remind everyone, a blood donation truly is a gift of life that a healthy individual can give to others in their community who are sick or injured. In a one-hour time, a person can donate one unit of blood that can be separated into four individual components to help save multiple lives. This message is from Hope Pool and Physical Therapy in Greeley. Give the gift of life. Give blood. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, "This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, and something we've been talking about is 1021, the subversive movement and plan which is being implemented across America, and you've never heard of it. But don't take my word for it. Check it out on the Internet. You'll find out it's all about the wretching transformation of America. Now, I have a talk. It's called Sustainable Development. I have a syllabus that goes along with that. I think it's very important. We have a book written by Orlean Kohler, the title escapes me right now, but you can call our 800 number and get Orlean Kohler's book on sustainable development. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, a very important part of Agenda 21 is massive reduction of the world population. Why do you think we have so much cancer in the world today? Well, very simply, because there are treatments for cancer that are being actively suppressed. And certainly it used to be 1 in 33 people got cancer. That was 100 years ago. Today it's 1 in 2 men and 1 in 3 women. If you doubt this is true, you need to get our 4 CD set, The New Order of the Barbarians, where you'll actually hear Dr. Dunnigan talking about having been told by Dr. Day, Richard Day, the medical director of Planned Parenthood, back in 69, we have treatments for cancer. We're just keeping them locked up in the basement of the Rockefeller Foundation. You can get not only the 4 CD set, or you can simply get the transcript of the 4 CD set. They're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And then to see how they're really doing it. We talk about abortion, we talk about euthanasia. Ladies and gentlemen, that's just a small part of what they're doing to kill off large parts of the world's population. They've already killed billions of people, and they intend to kill billions more, and you and your family are targeted. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Let me suggest my latest talk. It's called Agenda 21, the Covert Plan. Agenda 21, the Covert Plan. And we'll basically take you into an overview of what they're doing, exactly what they're doing. They know what they're doing. They don't want you to know. We have a syllabus that goes with that, which, of course, is their documents, not what I say, what they say. And, of course, Agenda 21, the talk on the DVD. And it's a couple of hour talk. And then, of course, our syllabus that goes with that will give you the documentation, and then your job is to tell others to stand on the street corners and let people know, to go before your city councils, to go before your board of supervisors, to go before organizations. Ladies and gentlemen, freedom is not free. And if you're not involved, you're part of the problem. There's no neutral position. There is a battle to destroy America. The subversive movement is not overseas. It's right here in America. Why do you think we send our boys overseas to fight for freedom? And then, of course, we topple the government and we install new dictatorships. Does that bother you at all? Why did we overthrow the government of Egypt and now we've installed a new government there under the Muslim Brotherhood where there's far less freedom than there was before? So why don't we intervene again? Why, ladies and gentlemen, because our goal is to establish dictatorships throughout the world with your tax money. But you can't know that. We sent our boys to fight for freedom. as we are losing freedom at home, it's a great diversion, and we remove one benign dictator and establishment with a ruthless dictator, and then we say, oh, shucks, how did that happen? We have no idea. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, they have an idea. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-927. 1-800-544-927.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, who are you? He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, I am not the Messiah. And they asked him, what then? Are you Elijah? He said, I am not. Are you the prophet? And he answered, no. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law,